Revision. Module 1. Exercise F.
Welcome to the show. Here with us today we have Brenda Phillips, whose family lived through the recent hurricane here in Mississippi. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Brenda, tell us about the day the hurricane hit.
Well, it was around 1 a.m. when the wind started howling. Our TV wasn't working, so we turned on the radio. We heard that all of the rescue centres had been washed away. That's when I knew we were in serious danger.
I see. What happened then?
Suddenly we heard a loud crack. Then, seconds later, a tree crashed through the wall. We retreated to the wardrobe, which had been emptied of all clothing, and covered ourselves with mattresses for safety. Then I noticed the walls were shaking.
That must have been terrifying.
Yeah. We huddled together, waiting for the hurricane to pass. But it seemed like we were there forever. As the hurricane approached, it sounded like a train, but when it was finally upon us, it sounded like a jet engine. All the while, objects bounced off our wardrobe door, threatening to break it.
Were you prepared in any way for this event?
I've lived through 5 hurricanes, including this one, so I knew what to expect. The day before, I had prepared some sandwiches and water. I also made sure I had an axe in case we had to cut our way out. But nothing prepared me for the aftermath of this hurricane.
Tell us what happened.
Well, after we had hacked through the debris blocking the wardrobe door, we saw that our home was in ruin. The roof had been completely torn off, and the shredded curtains were blowing around in empty window frames. Most of the furniture was destroyed, but strangely, an antique lamp remained intact.
What about the rest of the town?
As we emerged from our home, we couldn't believe our eyes. It was as though we had stepped into a war film. The street was like a muddy river with the remnants of people's homes floating past us. We walked to my mother's house, but all that was left was a pile of rubble.
How did you and your family cope in this difficult time?
I couldn't believe that all of our family belongings were missing. I started to dig among the rubble, broken lamps, toys, shoes, and miraculously found my mother's wedding album. This gave me hope. I knew that together we would pull through.
So what did you do after that?
Well, one of our neighbours was calling out for help. Her husband's leg had been trapped under a collapsed wall. Lifting the debris was backbreaking work, but eventually we managed to free him. He had a broken foot, however, he was grateful to be alive.
How long do you think it will take for communities to be rebuilt?
Well, it's hard to say because there's so much that needs to be done. The local hospital is currently being restored, and the town hall will be rebuilt next month. However, even when all the buildings are repaired, it will still take some time for things to return to normal.
Finally, Brenda, do you have any words for the listeners out there who have also suffered as a result of this hurricane?
In order to get through this, we have to stay strong and we all have to work together. It won't happen overnight, but eventually we will get through this ordeal.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Brenda.
Thanks for having me on the show.